Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody to In the Studio with Linus here on this Wednesday afternoon, the first week of, well, second week of July, here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone, to the studios with Linus. We're going to be together for 1 hour. We're going to cover the news. Now, tonight is kind of a special show because I'm going to get my clown shoes on. We're definitely going to discuss Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, and Darren Sharper. So call your friends, your mama, your girlfriend, everybody. Oh, and you can call in. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. No, the chat room ain't open, so I can tell you that before you ask. Now, we have a special guest with us tonight, Miss Tina. She's just like a daughter to me, so you guys be nice. But we're going to clown together. Anyway, from New York, how about that? So everybody, welcome Miss Tina. Yay!
Hi, oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, yes, yes. So we are going to get our clown shoes on. I don't even know what to do with my little... Ain't that something? I misplaced my little sound effect. But anyway, yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so happy. So anyway, well... Now, this week was a Monday that Bill confessed that he did rape these women in court. We'll pass forward. So, anyway, I put an article. Let me do just a... wrong one. Bear with me, folks, just for 1 second. I want to find my rant. I was ranting this week on, but I did end up today being funny, so okay. I mean, you got to take the bitter with the sweet sometime. But anyway, I was ranting about Bill Cosby and terrorism, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, damn, how far down did I go? Oh, terrorism, then I ran about Bill Cosby. Okay, ranting about Bill Cosby. Finally, the truth is accepted. Bill Cosby is a rapist. About time. Too many women came forward now that are either age 70 or 80, and they could care less about his money. They just wanted the truth to be told. Why is that so hard for people to believe rape? Every woman is not a liar. So that's what I had on that. I want to say this about terrorism, and we're going to go back to Bill Cosby real quick. I was ranting about this, too, and I think this affects all of us. So whether you're a Bill Cosby fan or not, doesn't matter. This affects every human being living in the United States. I'm so sick of hearing about terrorism and the different alerts. Let me see if I understand this. So I'm supposed to be upset with Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Iran, Iraq, and Afghanistan folks, right? Terrorism, right? Yet my kids are scared to go to school because 20 babies were killed in Connecticut. I should feel safe in a movie theater with family and friends, yet this is a joke. Recently, I should also feel safe in God's house, no matter what religion or culture. But you Americans, quote-unquote, caps, prove that wrong. I've yet to see Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Iran, Iraq, or Afghanistan present and charged with said crimes. Present. And charged with said crimes. So, America, tell me, who are caps, quote-unquote, terrorists I'm supposed to be afraid of? I'm more afraid in my own country than abroad. Just something for you folks to think about. You can go to my page, Gail Bocelli, and read it again if you like and make a comment. You're more than welcome. Now, getting back to Mr. Bill Cosby. I mean, and now this I think is wrong. I know they want to penalize Bill. I understand that. Let me see what you think, Ms. Tina. I think that's wrong that they took his show off, the Cosby Show, for the fact that just doesn't dictate from him getting any residual. But the other actors on there, you know, they was getting a little check every time that show played. So he cut their money off, too. So to me, that's selfish. You know,
no.
Go to the network and talk to him. Why should they be penalized for him?
No, I think the network has the people who I think that people have called and complained, and I think that since his image has been tarnished, they don't even want to see him. They're sick of him, and it's unfortunate. But, you know, like sometimes when you look up, especially that show, you look up to them, they're the American Dream, and to find out that this man was lying all this time, it's terrible. I mean, all the allegations, to my understanding, 16 women came out. They said that he was bringing 16-year-old girls to the dressing room. Jewish gentleman, I apologize, his name escapes me at this time, but he said that Bill was friends with, you know, a couple model agents, and they would bring, he had first pick on a young lady. So that was some of the ways that the people were able to get on the show. So now it's going to what was behind the scenes. I mean, I have loved Bill all these years, and to think that he was doing that behind the scene is a little disheartening, you know? It really is.
Yeah, it is. I believe that for everybody because people are saying disappointed. Go ahead.
No, people are pulling away from him. I heard Disney pulled away from him. You know, they're probably going to strip him of the honorary doctorates that he has received, even though he has given Spelman money. A lot of people are disassociating themselves from him.
Definitely Disney. You are so right.
And the point is, even though we love him, you know, you love him, he's given this squeaky clean image, same wife for about 40 years, children, and the fact that he was doing that, and then he lied, like you were going to discredit these women, that's a bit much, you know. And now I'm quite sure those women are going to come forth. I think they had a lawsuit against him. But because they were trying to discredit him because of his wealth, they have withdrawn it. But they're going to come back. And those women have suffered, you know. Some of them were saying that they didn't want to, you know, when they probably told someone what happened, they probably said, oh, don't do that to him. Don't mess up his name. But did he think about them? Did he think about the emotional scars that were left on those women to this day? And then they had the audacity to think about him and his family and his legacy. He's very cold-hearted. He's almost like the gentleman that we're going to discuss later. It's like these people, they're just cold inside. How could you do that?
Yeah, and you know what you're doing. That's what gets you.
Calculating.
Oh, cold and calculating. Control. It's all about control. Yep. So I don't know, because it makes me wonder. He had four daughters at home, and as we were speaking earlier, out of the four, there's one daughter that you never see, and I wonder why. I'm just curious.
I never paid attention to that.
Yeah, because if you go and pull him up on the internet, his family, they'll show the three, or mostly two, and him and Camille. So really, there's three and four that's not there. But three sitting around in some of the photos. But all five of them are there, even Ennis, the one that got murdered, on the jet cover when you go in there and look.
Well, I, you know, have a different take on that because, you know, what I want to say, I want to add on to it, because when you become married, you and your mate become one. So for Camille to have known that this was going on, I think that she's just as guilty as he is. And she still sat there knowing this was going on for over 40 years and just sat there like nothing happened. You know your husband. She knew something was going on, and she was silent. So she's just as guilty.
Yes, because you know what? That's how she attained that plane, that Learjet that they have that says Camille on the side. It's because he has screwed up. So to keep her happy at home, he bought that Learjet and put it in, you know, not put it in her name, but named it after her. But she knew even after that, because that didn't stop him. So I'm sure there was other times that she saw the change in his behavior. But I'm just wondering, how did he act around his four daughters and his wife? Go ahead, honey.
No, I'm sorry. I know that Beverly Johnson was, she had given an account maybe about 2 or 3 months ago, to my understanding of what happened. And she, you know, described that she was going to be on the Cosby Show and how free he was. All of the women were saying he invited them over to his home. He had a part, like some type of bar or something. He had like a Frappuccino. And he invited the women over to the house. So Camille was involved in all of this. So, you know, they didn't even have cell phones then. And Beverly stated how she came to the house and, you know, had the home phone number, and she would call at 1 o'clock in the morning, and Camille just passed him the phone. It also brings up the question of how much is your soul? So did this woman sell her soul just so that she could be the wife of a wealthy man, but you knew what was going on? I mean, the first thing she had to know, if those women had that phone number, someone had to cry out to her. So that means she hung up the phone and she ignored it because she wanted to have her happy life. That's not fair. I know that they reached out to her and she heard whispers and things like that, and she just turned the other cheek. No, I think that that was wrong.
Out of all those women, I mean, come on, it came up to about 20, and then, like you said, actually 16 were involved. And you're correct, now they're trying to say 40, but I think people are adding yeast to it now. It's just getting
it seems like he almost had like a godlike complex. He probably thought he was unstoppable, just given the
invincible,
Yeah, the assistant gentleman was saying how he would take the money orders and pay rent and tuition, and he just thought he was unstoppable and didn't even care. The women probably cried, and he didn't even care. I know another woman, Janice Dickerson said something, another older model talked about how she cried and how it, like, almost ruined her. And he could care less. This woman is talking about it now, and it's so ironic how when I was looking at the comments and the different blogs and things of that nature, and the other women were very mean to this woman. I mean, this woman was saying that she was hurting. You know, I think she started drinking and, you know, abusing alcohol, whatever she was doing to cope with it. The other people were bashing her. Oh, you're a liar. You're just trying to mess up his legacy. That's terrible for someone to get that type of courage for their, you know, for their being and their soul to be violated like that. And then they have enough courage to come out and say it. And then the world is because everyone likes his Jell-O pudding. That's why they're taking his show off the air, because, you know, people have a tendency to put celebrities in another category. You know,
that's
a category,
true.
Like they're not human, and that's what he thought he was. So when he finished with those shows, he manipulated those women, and he probably, you know, said things like, well, if you tell, I'll deny it, or, you know, who knows what he did. So it's he had a godlike complex. He's almost like the Suge Knight of acting.
Hello, somebody? Hello. And anybody that steps with that man is negative. There's nothing positive about Suge Knight. Even the devil don't want his ass down there, okay? He's telling him, take his ass back. We got plenty of him.
Suge Knight card was punched. He's like, wait, hold up, D. I done killed 275 people for you, and now that's it? The in courtroom faking heart attacks. He faking heart attacks and all type of stuff. He can't see out one eye, but he was able to run somebody over.
He saw that well, didn't he? Then he didn't see again when they said he did it. He became blind instantaneously.
Well, but the Bill Cosby, when I first heard
Ray
that
Charles
again,
saw
I
that
have.
Shit.
Yeah, with Bill Cosby, I have been proud of him for years. I've been quoting him. I mean, the Cosby Show was awesome. That was one of the reasons I wanted to go to a historically black college. I mean, he really informed us. So it's like he has a dichotomous part of his personality. You know, it's like he, you know, is putting out positive things in one area, you know, exemplifying, edifying people's lives, but then he was destroying it on the other end. So,
now, he is a Cancer. He just had his birthday. He is a Cancer. So he has that nurturing nature. Even though
he's
a dog
shit-ass
motherfucker, but he does have a nurturing nature. So, you know, nobody's all bad. Nobody's all good. I don't care. Even unto the serial killers that we've had throughout life, nobody's all bad or all good. But for him, he did have a compassion side as far as nurturing people and helping them, but the other side of him was that dark side that people didn't know about.
Well,
that
he
was
makes you think.
Depravity.
Well, he makes you think of when they say the devil blesses you also.
Yeah, I also say
because,
you don't see him coming. Hello?
Yeah, that was terrible because, again, like I said, just you know, if he did something, you know, because sometimes wealthy people, they may act out fantasies. Who knows, to have that, you know, amount of money, you know, what you may do or what may be. Who knows what was going on inside of him? But for him to devalue, it's like he's a misogynist. That is a very misogynistic pattern that he has shown. And again, he has destroyed lives. And now, you know, it didn't come out until he's 70, 80 years old.
Didn't I come put him in jail?
Terrible.
He ain't going to go to jail for that. Because a lot of it is past the legal limitation, so he won't go to jail for that. And
no,
for
he
right
can
now,
still
you
go to jail.
Huh?
He can go to jail.
Yeah,
he can go to jail
one.
For that. No, he can go to jail because I read when someone sued Michael Jackson's estate after he passed away, there was a law, and it says that once the person, okay, when certain things happen to people, you know, they suppress it in their memory. But once it comes back up and it starts causing them harm, then they have a statute of limitation after that. So he can't go to jail. I was like, what? Someone was able to sue Michael Jackson's estate because the trauma didn't come up until afterwards, and then they had to address it. So it's the psychological part that it can be suppressed to where the person say, hey, this didn't happen to me. This is the way I'm going to cope. But when it comes up and they need help and they're crying and, you know,
that's
unable to work, then it's a limitation from that. So those women...
triggers.
Actually, it's triggered. So,
different triggers, yep.
Plus, you know, we're able
to
create laws. Hello? We can create laws. Hello? We can create one. They need to create a Bill Cosby law because the BCR, the Bill Cosby Ruby law.
Because, you know, he's not the only one. He's the one that got caught right now that we're all talking about. It's a hot topic. But trust me, it's been plenty more before him, and there'll be plenty more after him. And I'm sure it's going on right now.
We can start something, especially with the gentleman that we're going to discuss, Darren Sharper, now that they have plethography.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be talking about the PP. Yeah, we're going there. If you don't know, let me tell you now, this is an explicit program, and yes, we're talking about Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, and Darren Sharper, but we are going to get explicit because we're going to say what y'all don't say, but we're going to tell the truth.
Okay.
Yeah, it may be negative. That's okay. We're going to discuss the negative as well as the positive. Now, can we bring a solution? I don't know. Between us, we may think of some things, but all in all, Bill Cosby need to go to jail.
Well, I think that we're putting this feel on it. We're not bringing up the negative. We're just enlightening. We're enlightening because we have the type of personalities that are outgoing and we can turn any situation into something positive. But there's someone out there listening that this may touch their heart, and we can give them the courage to speak up. We can give them the courage to look at things differently. We can give them the courage to not want to give up because, again, that's terrible what these gentlemen have done. And, you know, for someone to have to – I don't, you know – have any type of codependence, but when a person has to use, you know, some type of alcohol to anesthetize what they've been through, that hurts, you know. So no, we can speak up for them. We're gonna kick butt spiritually for those people. We're gonna no more crying. They won't be walking over women today because I know that, like, sometimes, like, when I go work out, you know, a lot of times we want to look good, and sometimes I go running in this park, and one day I was running in the back part of the woods. And, you know, I was running, and there was this perverted-looking man sitting on one of the exercise little obstacles. And I said to myself, please do not find me attractive. It was so scary because I was in the backwoods by myself, and he could have done anything. So I had to act like I was on the telephone. So I said all that to say that, you know, thank God that they have laws that protect women. You know, some people say, oh, well, you shouldn't dress provocative or do certain things. But we are blessed to have certain things that will protect us because, you know, it was a time when men were really disrespecting women and doing different things, and they weren't able to speak up for themselves. So that's all we're talking about. you know, and then they have to pay the price. So I don't care if Bill is 80. He deserves to go to jail for what he did. I don't care how much money he has. And thank God with social media and Instagram and Facebook, oh, he'll be tore up in 5 minutes. It's not the olden days where you have to wait to get the new, have to get Monday paper. No, we look at Instagram more than we look at him, you know. So that's just terrible. That, and another thing, how could he sleep at night knowing he did that?
Evidently quite well. Quite well. Because you know what? If somebody hadn't ever came forward to tell the truth, we wouldn't know it even now. Because Bill Cosby wasn't going to tell. Like you said, that selfish motherfucker wasn't going to tell. Excuse me. That mofo wasn't going to tell. So I'm glad that the woman did. But not only that, it's healing for all of us. Because she's standing up.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy.
All of them.
It's
all of them
easy.
Are standing
so
up.
So I am so proud and giving the courage, yeah. And I do believe that, you know, like you say, ever how many, 16 or whatever, I hope that those are all telling the truth. You know, like they said, some of them will not get anything because it's past the litigation. But the other ones, yeah. And I hope they approach them and tell them, how could you be that cold and heartless? I've been in therapy or I've never had a decent relationship with a man because of your blah, blah, blah. Did you ever think about all those things, how it would have affected me and my life as a woman? You know, living from day to day, oh, yeah. When you get that chance to speak to the judge, I turn around and look at him like he was, like the pulpit was standing in front of him. So, yeah, I commend the women to come forward. I really do. I thank you for that. Okay,
yeah, they
well,
gotta
I'll
get a
what, y'all, we got. Oh, go ahead, baby.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's break time. If you want to continue talking, we can.
Oh, you can take
or
a
you
break.
You
want to
take a
like.
Quick break? It's up to you.
Oh, you can take a break if you like.
Okay, folks, we'll be back in 5 and 5. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus, with special guest Miss Tina from New York. And we're on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. We will be back in 5 minutes. We're going to take a quick break. Now, y'all don't go nowhere. Because you know we're getting ready to get in R. Kelly, and you know we're going to be discussing the NFL, Darren Sharpard. All right? So bring your ass on back. We'll be back in time. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know my ass is crazy. I can't even get the music started. I'm steadily pressing the button. It ain't doing nothing. There you go. All right. See you in 5, folks. Turn on mute, girl.
Let her go. We'll be right back.
That is a funny song, ain't it? It's called it's called some Cal Funk. Now, it ain't like F-U-N-K in parentheses, S-H-Y-T. No. This is Cal Funk, like in French. Funk. F-O-N-Q-U-E. Funk. If you know French. Anyway, you're listening to In the Studio with Linus at the Essence of Success Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. The phone number to the studio is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Join in with the discussion. If you got opinion, bring it on. The more the merrier. We are good with that. Right now it's about 5:30 on the West Coast. You know I'm that queen of the West Coast quarter, and it's about 9:30 on the East Coast. Right now the temperature outside the studio is 86 degrees. This is a wind 10 miles per hour, precipitation 10%. The devil is a lie. It's hot up here, y'all, and the sun is just leaning. Okay, so anyway, Thursday it'll be 89, Friday 78, doggone, it's dropping down to 78, bring out your furs, Saturday 75, get your umbrellas. And Sunday, it's going to go back up a little bit to 78. All right, with a little bit overcast, so we ought to do all right. Okay, well, we are back in effect with Miss Tina. How you doing, Miss Tina?
I'm great, girl.
Okay, let's get into, now, should we go on and get into Mr. R. Kelly now?
If you like.
Do that? Okay, Bill Cosby is a pervert that belongs in jail. Yes, Mr. R. Kelly said that. Quote, unquote, Bill Cosby is a pervert that belongs in jail. All right, calm down, everybody. I know you're jumping up like, what? Yeah, I know, I did the same thing. Men lie, women lie, but 20 women don't lie, said R. Kelly, speaking on how over 20 women have came out saying that Bill Cosby assaulted them after being drugged. R&B legend R. Kelly spoke on Bill Cosby's rape allegations, calling the comedian a pervert and saying he belongs in jail with the rest of the criminals. I know, I can hear it. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. I just really hope he didn't put his filthy hands on Olivia. Of course, she was my favorite. Not grown Raven Simone, but Olivia. Remember, we're talking about R. Kelly now, right? Said R. Kelly as he explained how much he enjoyed watching the Cosbys in the late 20s. Uh-huh. Bill admitted, which we were speaking of earlier, if you listen to the first part, the beginning of the show, if not, go back. Bill admitted to drugging women in a court case years ago, which brings proof to the story of over 40 women who claimed he drugged and raped them. I don't know about 40, okay? You know the media can add yeast, too. I auditioned for a part, but for some reason they never called back. R. Kelly says he believes everyone is innocent until proven guilty, but this time the proof is in the pudding. Now, okay, everybody can say they have their say. Go ahead, girl, go ahead. Go ahead. How you feel, Miss Tita?
I love R. Kelly, so I mean this
is
funny.
Okay. Well, this is good. We have the pro and con. That's good. Okay. Me, R. Kelly can't talk about the kettle. That's how I feel. How you gonna throw a rock and hide your proverbial hand, pervert hand? Did he forget he was married to Aaliyah at 16 and her parents said, no, you didn't, and got that shit a no? Come on, yeah. R. Come on, Kellis. That's what y'all call him in Chicago, ain't it? Kellis. Come on, Kellis. You didn't even want to let people know you were married. Beautiful wife, beautiful three kids. One of them we don't know about. They're kind of wavering. She wavering in her mind. But anyway. And got three beautiful children, a beautiful wife or ex-wife now. And you never even let the public know. What was you trying to hide? Your image, you get to a certain age, they know you ain't no 25 years old, R. Okay, Kellis. They know you ain't that old. Now, right is right and wrong is wrong. Yeah, he's wrong sexually. But you got to give the brother credit. R. Kelly is a genius when it comes to music. Okay, y'all know that. Let's give the brothers due. I mean, you know, we can say he bad about all this young girls and the sex and talking about Bill, but y'all know he a genius. Your brother can write. He can arrange. He's done stuff for movies, for TV shows, and he did stuff for gospels.
I mean, the brother is a genius. I put him up there with the class. Miss Tina and I were speaking earlier. I put him up there with the class with Prince, Michael Jackson. They all look weird. We agreed on that. But they're all geniuses.
Every last one
of them is a genius.
Yes.
So I guess you got to make up for that stuff one way or another. Let some of that power, that energy out, huh? I ain't saying that was the correct way to go about it. R. Kelly and Michael Jackson went for the younger, young people of sex. And Prince, we don't know what he's doing. Although he must be doing right, because Prince has been with a couple of very good-looking black women. And they ain't never said nothing about Prince. So, you know, brother must be swinging.
You think so?
Huh?
Did you think so?
Yeah, just because he's little don't mean he's not swinging.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Anastasia. I can't think of her name now. It was two women, very beautiful, that have been with him.
Apollonia, Vanity.
Yeah, Apollonia, and there's another one.
Vanity.
Vanity.
I think
Sheila E. never said nothing. But them two, Vanity and the other one, have spoke. And neither one of them have anything bad to say about him. They don't have anything bad to say about R. Kelly. I mean, Lord have mercy, Prince.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Looking at R. Kelly's picture, that's why I said that. Yeah, Prince. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but I don't know, is it because, why do, I don't want to even just say artists, because there's people that's also in the scientific field and the artistry field that are just way out there, you know.
Well, you know
what
they say.
What is it that makes him get to a point that the norm? Well, I shouldn't say normal, because maybe what we consider normal is not normal for everybody else. But the way that most people live their life, let's put it like that, not to hurt anybody else. Is that a better way to say it?
Well, you know,
because when you're messing with kids, you're hurting them. If you're not being good to them or showing them the correct way, then you must be trying to hurt them.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, they say there's a thin line between insanity and ingenuity. So what happens is hurt people hurt other people. Because spiritually they say when people get raped or molested, like a demonic spirit has been passed along. So what probably happened, and, well, you can look at it from two sides. You have some people, like I was stating earlier, when they're wealthy, they just have, like, you know, hey, they have, like, a godlike complex. Like, you know what? Hey, I'm rich. Let me see. They get tired of the regular sexual positions. They want to make women do all type of things. I know that there was a really cute player. Oh, my God, I liked him. His name was O.C. Yemenyura, and he played for the Giants. And one woman said that he would fly her out and pay her $3,000 to defecate on her. So he's a Scorpio, so I don't know how true that was, but I read that, and when I would go to the games and, like, you know, with see them at the hotel, I was totally turned off that I read that. But you think if these people, you know, have $40 million, they get bored sometimes. And like I said, since there's a thin line between insanity and ingenuity, the same thing that you can praise them for being creative, their mind is still open, and if they don't know how to control it, then certain things, abnormal things could tap into there, you know, and that's where those perversions come up. But it's according to how they handled it in private. As with Bill, he probably didn't think it was any, it was like a conquering, like you said, a controlling, and he did it to so many women that he didn't even see them as a woman. He just saw them as a piece of flesh. And that's ridiculous. So that's why everyone is coming out, because it was like you're looking like, oh, this is Bill Cosby. He's on television. He, you know, oh, I'm spending this few minutes with him. And, you know, once he used and conquered him, he probably changed. And it's really sick, because it even goes back to the Bible. Remember when that one brother raped his sister? And they said as soon as he raped the sister, he hated her. So that's what happens with them.
He hated himself. He took it out on her, but he actually hated himself.
Well, they say he hated, in the Bible it says that he hated the sister. I don't know, because I don't know if the virtue, whatever it was, and that's what happens sometimes. So even if these people thought that they were going to have a relationship with him or it was going to continue, who knows what he did. But for him to be finished with those women like that and to go to the next and the next and the next, and I mean, these are intelligent women. I mean, Janice Dickinson,
Beverly, you know, Beverly Johnson. I mean, these are successful women. So that's just terrible for him to violate them. And every, you know what is the shocking part is that every last one of their stories are the same. They came with him. He offered them something to drink, and then they felt dizzy, and then he put them in the cab or sent them home after he finished. But Beverly Johnson said that she cursed at him, and, you know, when she realized that she was, you know, wasn't herself, and she said, "You MF-er," and she said he dragged her and was, like, clanking her on her heels. She remembered him, like, almost beating her up, taking her down the steps and putting her in the cab because the other women probably – whatever, you know, before the Quaalude kicked in, I don't know the process, then they probably forgot about it. And then they just woke up and probably was sore or something, but she remembered, and they all said the same thing. So that's why he kept quiet, because you can't, I mean, you can't discredit these professional women now. You shouldn't do that to anybody, but, I mean, anybody, but no, these women, and they're all upset. So I see Oprah sitting down talking to them. Oprah's going to talk to them. That's coming up next.
Yeah.
Hello.
And that's personal for her because that happened to her.
On that
yes, that happened to her when she was 14.
Yeah,
that's why she don't have
ended
no
up with the daughter that died. Yeah. Yeah, she had a daughter
that
died.
Well, I'm just glad that they have a voice. I thank God for Facebook. I thank God for the internet. I thank God for comments because, you know, again, no. And the thing is that no one wants to judge, but he was in the public eye. You should just be a decent human being on your own. But to do that, that's terrible. So I don't care if he's 100. Pull him in that wheelchair in the courtroom, the oxygen and everything else, and he's going to have a good day.
We say give him a little snack on the side and a bottle of water. He'll be all right.
I don't care if Camille got to hold his head up. So she was in the room. She might as well have put the roofie in there, too. And been like, come on, Bill, let's do this so I can go get my Learjet or whatever she had. No, you don't do that. That's wrong because we all have to give an account for what we do.
Well, of course we do. And like I said, and I don't mean to keep repeating myself, but you have four daughters. Why would you not believe something that these other women are saying that you wouldn't take in a credit? You know what I'm saying? That's what I don't understand. Maybe if you never had a daughter and you said, well, all I got is sons. And, you know, I'm a female, but I really can't feel it from that. You can feel that. Those girls went to college. They went through some instance in their life of having a bad relationship or what have you. They may not have got raped, but something. So how would you not feel for these other women? Yeah, she is part of it. You betcha.
Well, Camille, I know that when I did read an article, he was saying that Camille gave him a different point of view. So they probably balanced each other out. But she turned her cheek, whatever was going on. And I wouldn't be surprised if she turned her cheek if something happened in the house.
Because of the money. Just like that NFL
star,
the one that slapped his girlfriend who turned out to be his wife in the Rice. Was it Rice?
She didn't just slap her. He tore her up. That was dysfunction.
But wait, the charges
at his
were dropped.
Finest.
You know, she married him. She married him, Miss Tina, right after that, honey. Those charges were dropped.
Well,
oh, yeah,
I know
he
that
walked out of court. Rice did nothing. So, you know, comments were being made on Facebook like, oh, I guess money talks and BS walk. Evidently, sister wanted that money more than she wanted her dignity and pride. She showed that.
Well, she would have made money going on to, she could have gone on Ayala. She could have gone on Oprah. She could have been a voice, you know, but the thing is, I believe that things like this have been going on since the beginning of time. And,
when
women weren't able to work and women weren't able to take care of themselves and, you know, the men used to have them afraid in the house, this is a different time. So that's a choice. And what he did to her, that was not love. That wasn't love. When we saw him hit her and punch her like a man and she hit that rail and then he pulled her like she was, I mean, that was terrible. I mean, if they choose to be with each other, they need help and they need healing because that is unhealthy. That was really unhealthy, and it's not that we even wanted to judge. Again, it was just in the public's eye. But she has to – I believe that everything is about you're in a conversation. And a conversation that she must be having with herself, that's not love. No man hitting you like that is not love. She's a beautiful girl. She could have gone and met someone else. but to stay, and he actually lost endorsement. He lost money because of that. And then she said, oh, we need privacy at this time. Okay. So I thank God that, again, we have a voice, because you have some women. Would you be able to imagine, Linus, that there are some women, remember Tyler Perry movie when the mother told them to put up with it? Put up with the man beating them just because he was wealthy?
I can do bad all by myself. The one with Taraji P. Henson?
Yeah.
And the three kids?
No, and another one. Remember, it was the other one with the two beautiful women, and I think Lynn Whitfield.
Oh, the sisters. Medea's family reunion.
Yes.
The family
and
reunion
the
with the two sisters,
and the,
yeah.
And she told
her
to stay that this man
was. The daughter out. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she said that she had started, the older sister said the mother started when she was 13, letting men. So, yeah, sometimes it starts in the home, and who knows if that's what happened with Camille, because just to be cold, it's a difference when you're an intellectual and you're poised. Yes, we love a beautiful woman, and maybe Felicia Rashad was an example of what she was, because everyone loves her character, but you still don't have to be that aloof and detached. Again, when the first woman came and the first complaint came, and another thing, I don't care if you do marry a wealthy man, you don't turn your eye. Okay, why is he staying late? Why is he in his room late? Why are people calling? You have to ask questions, but just because you don't want to have to go on unemployment or have to struggle or move back with your family, but where's your self-love? What are you teaching your daughters?
But most importantly, was your first comment. Where is your love? Where's your self-love?
Where's your self-love? That's not self-love, okay? Mm-hmm. Self-love is getting up and eating some fruit and going for a walk in the morning with peace of mind. I don't care if you have a puppy. Where's the peace of mind? Because that's what I'm saying, Camille, to have known that, you know, every woman knows their man. Every woman has an intuition. Just like when you have certain type of men, you know, you have the certain type of men that love his wife, love his family, hey, love the person with whom he's in a relationship. He don't look. You know, hey, a nice-looking woman comes by, he's still respectful. He keeps his wife's gaze, keeps his girlfriend's gaze. They enjoy themselves, they're walking. But you have some of them who going to look. I mean, they're going to ride it out. I mean, they're going to ride with the strides.
Look at Hillary. Yeah, go ahead.
Look
at Hillary and Bill. Hillary knew what he was doing all the time. You know, the only reason she got in Bill's ass is because Bill got sloppy. He got sloppy.
First of all, that was terrible.
She knew what Bill was doing. She's not stupid. But because he got sloppy, then she had to address it. I mean, you know, we're talking about women that, because of the money and the fame and the fortune, they're going to tag along anyway. You know, I'm like, really? Is it really worth that? But for her, yeah, I mean, come on, the woman's not running for president. But there's a good one for you there, the fame, the fortune, the esteem, because that was before they were he was governor of Arkansas.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, but you don't have to do that. When you look at Barack and Michelle, they were both lawyers. She said that Barack had a hoopty. She said it was a hole in the middle of the car. I think Barack talked about his shoes hurting. She said the only thing that he could buy, because she was his boss, and one of their first dates was they bought ice cream. And look at them. They're two of the most humblest people in the world. She gardens. And Barack showed, and you know, look at the difference in his character. He's one of the first presidents to show sincere affection to his wife, not just the holding hand, you know, for a press conference. I mean, they really look like they're friends. So
yeah, they do.
It goes hand in hand. Hillary was thinking of the political ramification, but she looks old. She looks stressed. She had wrinkles. She couldn't have been happy doing all that, not with that man doing that in the next room. That's too much. That was too much. I'm telling you, that has to
work. By the way,
and I believe that type of stress manifests as disease in the body.
Well, sure. I mean, what you believe is she'll come back to you. That's true, and you never know how. It can be a good thing or a bad thing. The stress will even hurt us, but you're right. Some things is like, it needs to come out. Okay, well, let's change the subject right quick. We've got about 14 minutes left. Former NFL star Darren Sharper pleads guilty to rape to end series of pleas. Former New Orleans Saints player Darren Sharper pleaded guilty Monday to rape in Louisiana, completing a series of pleas in four states that will see him served at least 9 years in prison for drugging and sexually assaulting women. Hmm. Sharper entered his plea guilty to 2 counts of forcible rape and 1 count of simple rape.
Ooh.
Okay, let me finish reading it. In a Louisiana state court in New Orleans, a short drive from the federal court where he pleaded guilty last month. There's more I can read, but I want to go back for a minute. What's the difference between forcible rape and simple rape? Rape is rape. Forcible rape just means what? They had a gun or a knife? And simple rape, they drugged you? Come on, Louisiana, mm-hmm. what are you doing here? Forcible and simple. Rape is rape no matter how it's done. It still comes out. The outcome is a woman has her body has her body and her mind has been defamed. Please. Anyway. He could serve as much as 20 years under terms of lengthy memorandum read in court Monday by State District Judge Karen Herman. However, he will probably serve only about another 9 years, mostly in federal custody, if he complies with all the terms of that pact. So 9 and 9, that would have been 18. That's 29 years. These terms include Sharper's help with investigation of 2 co-defendants in the Louisiana cases and a long list of requirements he will have to meet after his release, including registered as a sex offender. Now, wait a minute. He's supposed to be, isn't he the one that's in the Sharper was first arrested on rape charges in Los Angeles in January of 2014, has been in jail since February of that year. Allegations of drug-related rapes in other states followed, resulting eventually in charges being filed in Arizona and Nevada, as well as New Orleans. Well, you was just, wherever you played at, you was getting you some, huh? That's all it was to that. Go ahead, Miss Tina, because I know you found something about he. They, what do they have him connected with when he gets out?
They this perv done use all his erections for a lifetime. They have something called a penis. I think it's a plethiograph. So where when he gets out, they're going to monitor his erections. they probably gonna have a damn police car outside his house. So when he get an erection, they're gonna come knock on the door to make sure everything is okay. Like, he's so damn bad. He made God come down here. God, like, look, I'm over here in Iraq trying to get stuff straight. Nigga, what are you doing? He might as well cut his penis off and send it to the Smithsonian because it's
kidding.
Done, brother. It's a wrap.
It is a wrap because he can't even use the 5 sisters to help him.
But they said they monitor him. They are monitoring to him. When he get an erection, they get an alert. They might as well put out the Amber Alert or something for him. That is the Sharper Alert. That's ridiculous. And the thing with him is, you know what's sad? He's nice looking. He's intelligent.
He is. He's very attractive. He had the audacity
to be against domestic violence and rape. He had the nerve to be speaking that stuff.
What? And he's raping women.
He's raping women.
Ain't that a trip?
No,
yeah,
He was sitting there fiddling the rupees and quaaludes in his pockets. I'm like, yeah, 4th row, 2nd to the left. Yeah, I'm going to see her. He was making plans at the rape prevention. This nigga's like, yeah, that's a shame what they're doing. Could you meet me in room 205? I got something for you. And he was so dirty. This brother was so dirty that he would, you know, meet the women at the bar, the hotel. But one time, I guess somebody said, oh, well, you know, I'm going to travel with my guy friend. I shouldn't even say gentleman. This XY chromosome had the audacity to drug the male friend, too, and left the male friend at the bar and took the girl upstairs. So he was sitting there calculating. Yes, the male friend was there to protect the other one, so he drugged him too and left him at the bar.
God.
That's why he is calculated, and that's why he got the penis better not rise button on him.
Ooh,
he left the man.
You better be glad they don't clamp down on his ass.
And the women,
get that nurse. Clap, clap.
Yeah, and he woke up, so this Darren Sharper is the Bill Cosby 2015, because this homeboy, they must have met together in the perverts, the little pervert squad, and Bill must have told him what to do. This man was, first of all, you know what, that's kind of sick, because that's bordering on necrophilia. You know, necrophilia is when someone gets an enjoyment from having sex with a corpse. So when a woman is in that state, she's not moving or doing anything. How sick is that you just want somebody laying there? That's why the judge, I thank God that judge was awake, spiritually, to see that this man is a detriment and that he's not going to stop. He's not going to stop. He still has the money. And that's why the judge was like, and what happens is sometimes when those people go and they don't have the right type of guidance, he'll go in there and get worse. So they said, we got something for you, brother. 9 years later, if you know it's going to be even more advanced, then they might have said, listen, we're going to take your penis and only give it to you on Thursdays because you don't need it. But that's terrible.
They'll be telling him, you got a plastic doll, you better try and get you a plastic doll. And then you better not get excited.
and you know what? When you look at his picture now that you know that, you can see that in him. When you look at his eyes have this little spooky look to it. And you could tell he was how many women was it? 9-11? And again, some women don't come forth. So these are only the women who came forth who had a support system or somebody who urged them. And these women had to come forth to save themselves spiritually, because to not come forth could be a spiritual death. Forth could be a death inside of them. And then the thing is, for a woman to go through that, they go through questions like, I brought this on myself. It's shameful. I'm dirty. Or who knows what the person said. I saw some woman on Instagram that had a prayer call, and she was just raped. And now she's pregnant by the person. And then she said he didn't even go to jail. So she's 6 months pregnant with a child from the rape. And now, and they just let the man go. So she has a whole lot going on. So, this is why we have to prepare our children, because you just have some people who just aren't right. And that Darren Sharper needs to be put away. And, it's disheartening, because even when I look at him, I still get the little groupie look. But I'm not trying to get no Quaalude roofie shake. Like, hey, Darren.
I know, that's right. We just say no Quaalude shake here.
Two more states. Yes, they were extraditing him, and I remember the lawyer was trying to get him.
We're talking about the New Orleans, honey. That's all we're talking about, the New Orleans charges. We're not. He hasn't even been charged yet in Arizona and Nevada.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna write a letter to
sentences.
I'm gonna write a letter to the judge, because he don't need to get out. And Bill Cosby,
even if he gets out 9 years, it's gonna be a raisin, because they're gonna make him a sweet and low. Come on now.
No.
He's one of them pretty mofos. He get up in there and tell him, that's my blip right there. That's mine. Shoot, you hit Nevada and Arizona, hit this hotel mini bars.
Well, no, he might go in jail and start raping too, because actually he prepared for whatever demon is in him is strong. So that demon will be in there turning people out. He'll be promising people millions when he get out. Just ridiculous. But, it's just disheartening that these people, would do these things. It's just really sad.
And what's even more sad to find out that all these men that are doing it, because I know it's happening in all races and cultures.
Yeah.
But because these people are famous and they're well known throughout the nation or the community, it's embarrassing. This black man have done all this. I'm like, are you crazy? And you're good. Now, Bill Cosby, that's a different case. This brother's good looking. He can get any woman. Why you have to rape women and drug them?
First of all, as soon as that class action lawsuit come out, I'm joining. I'm going to go back on my calendar and see when he was in my city. And I'm gonna pull up some Quaalude juice. My throat's still not right from that roofie. Did you see the meme? It has what is her name? Oh God, the one that used to play Kim. She has that weird name, Countess Vaughn. And she said, Bill Cosby raped me a little bit, just a little bit.
A little bit, please.
Yeah, you didn't see the meme? It was like just a little bit. As soon as they say,
just a little bit. She's so silly.
Well, I'm gonna say it. No, like I remember Dave Chappelle said whenever somebody commit a crime, they the Caucasian police sprinkle a little bit of crack at the crime scene. He said they sprinkle crack.
No.
Yes. So that's what's gonna happen. I'm like, I wasn't really born yet, but Bill was by my nursery. Yeah, I wasn't there, but Bill was by my nursery. That's about $1.7 million because Camille was in the background. Yeah, and he gave me a pudding pop. He gave me a pudding pop and told me to shut up. And I've been shutting up all these years, but now my pudding pop is going. I mean, that roofie messed my throat up. So, yeah. No, because you know Beverly Johnson said that he put in a Frappuccino. Yeah, I was at McDonald's, and I had a $2.99 Frappuccino, and that's when the memories came back. Yeah, so
I bet.
No, but all jokes aside, though, Bill was wrong for that, and that's why he was silent. He didn't have anything to say because he knew he was wrong, and then he kept saying, I'm going to be vindicated. I'm going to be vindicated. Really? I guess they was like, money, your brother? Because the case that happened, somebody took him to court in 2005, and he admitted it then. So he's in trouble. And you know what happened? He probably figured, hey, you know, when they brought him to court, hey, you know, they made him feel company. Hey, Bill, you know, you've been brought up on these accusations. You know, just give us a little statement and you'll get out of here. And that's what he said, that he was buying it too. So that's it for him. And that's why I'm looking at Camille now, because you knew this. You knew this.
Mm-hmm. She sure did. As far as I'm concerned, I agree with you. She's just as bad as him.
Well, we should do shows on preventative.
We're coming to the close of the hour.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yes.
We're coming to the close of an hour. Got about a minute left, but I want to thank Miss Tina from New York joining us today. Y'all, let's give her a hand clap. Let her know that she was welcome, okay?
Thank you, Essence of Success. Essence of Success. Woo-hoo! Yes.
So you've been listening in the studio with Linus, and we're on every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Phone number is 646-727-2914. This is brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network and Blog Talk Radio. So now we touched on Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, and Mr. Darren Sharper. So think about what we said. You know, you can always go back to my webpage, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Pull up radio show and click on In the Studio. And whatever you miss, you can capture it again. It's archived for like 90 days. Okay, well, I'm going to say goodbye and I'll say thank you, Miss Tina.
You're welcome.